Aaron Cohen is the president and CEO of the Arizona Coyotes. He just called in on the Coulter Automotive Group Sports Line. Aaron, good morning. I heard a rumor you've got good news.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing today?
Doing good, Aaron. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, you guys heard correctly. We got a new owner. Just finally closed yesterday.
Tell us, in all seriousness, why is this different? What does this do for 2019-2020 that you really haven't been able to do in the past few years?
Yeah, I mean, I think it goes all the way back. If you guys remember, I wrote a letter to our fans last right around New Year's. And there'd been a lot of rumors about us looking for investors and different ownership scenarios and things like that. But what I said at that time was a precondition to anything that we were looking to do was that it had to be able to help, or the person coming in had to be able to help us be successful here in Arizona for the very long term. And that's what we were really focused on looking at, and looked at a lot of different things. And you know, I first met with Alex Morello last, I think it was the end of March, early April of this past year. And I went out and met with them in Los Angeles. And the thing that really impressed me about Alex is it's just such a great American success story. I mean, he came here, his parents immigrated to this country from Cuba, first generation American, grew up in Los Angeles, helping his parents run a tuxedo business. And then he, at a very early age, got into the pizza business and started putting chorizo and jalapenos on pizza. I know, Wolf, you love that stuff.
You got that and, right, Aaron. You don't have any, do you?
we'll have pizza for all at all the games. Chorizos and jalapenos at every game.
Yep.
But yeah, it's just such an amazing story. You see this person through hard work and his entrepreneurial spirit become a billionaire and get involved in a lot of other things and, you know, casinos and media companies and now a hockey team. And, you know, it just really stood out was his passion for growing businesses and making things better. And, you know, he's not a guy that buys assets and says, okay, I'm going to hold it for 6 months and then I'm going to flip it and turn a profit. I mean, all of his businesses that he has, he holds them and grows them. And he owns a hotel on the Vegas Strip, the SLS. Now it's going back to the Sahara as its name. But, you know, he's investing a lot of money to build that thing up. And that's what we see him doing here is really committing to this team and helping us continue to grow. And, you know, he was also investing in an ascending asset. I mean, he saw some of the achievements that we've accomplished over the past year in terms of record numbers and attendance and ticket revenues and sponsorships, and sees a team that's right on the cusp of making the playoffs and doing some great things. And, you know, he was obviously very involved with myself and with John with the discussions around Phil Kessel. And, you know, it's just great. So I think everybody should really feel very proud of this and very excited about what this means for the Coyotes' future.
Aaron, how involved do you anticipate Alex being in day-to-day activities and opportunities?
Yeah, I mean, I think Alex has a lot of businesses. It's actually hard to comprehend how many things he has going on. And, you know, they're in Nevada and in California. So in our discussions with Alex, I mean, I think, you know, he really wants to know what's going on and ask tough questions and you know, understand the plan and process. But he was really looking for myself and for John to execute and to continue to grow this thing. But certainly somebody that can really play a role in helping us get better.
You know, everybody, whether it's fair or not, because you guys are still here, and yet you always get hit with the question, how are you confident that Alex Morello is the answer, that the Coyotes are once and for all permanently a Maricopa County resident, and any rumors of them moving anywhere are dead under his tutelage?
Yeah, you know, I mean, we've talked about this before. I think last year when I was on your show, we were talking about some of the challenges that we have with our location and, you know, the fact that the majority of our fan base is on the other side of town, and getting people out for weeknights puts us at a, you know, a disadvantage compared to some other teams. But the other thing that we talked about is not just about location. You could have the perfect location. You could be in Midtown Manhattan. But if you don't have a good product, if you're not, you know, doing things to build up your team and producing a winning team, if you're not ingraining yourself in the community, if you're not doing things to recruit and retain new fans, you're not going to be successful. So, you know, one, I think operationally, we have someone in here who can really help us achieve our core goals as a franchise and just be successful as a franchise, no matter where we're located. But two, I mean, I think we can all agree that a year-to-year lease in Glendale long-term is not a sustainable solution, right? I don't think we're going to be sitting here 30 years from now going, yeah, we just renewed every single year and life was good. I mean, nobody's going to be doing that. So we're evaluating and looking at everything that we can do to make us successful here long-term. And, you know, I talk about the two things. It's sustainable, but it's also successful. And for a long time, we were talking about a sustainable solution. And that's not our focus. Our focus is being successful. We don't look at things just saying, hey, we just want to get by. We want this team to be a model franchise in the NHL and really in all of sports. And we want this this team to be something that the people of Arizona can be proud of for decades to come. And, you know, I think one of the things that first kind of stood out, at least to me, when I was having conversations with Alex and we were talking about various things and talking about the growth and talking about where we had been, where we are now, and where we want to get to. One of the things I told him, and I know he's a competitive guy, and I said, look, we need to embrace this challenge because, you know, one day when we're holding up the Stanley Cup here in Arizona for all of our fans to see, that's going to be viewed as one of the greatest success stories in the history of sports. And I think you guys and everybody can attest to that, you know, knowing where we have been and just imagining us holding a Stanley Cup here in Arizona. I mean, that would be unbelievable. So, you know, I think he loves that challenge and, you know, he wants to win and produce a winning team here and do everything we can to be very successful for decades to come here in Arizona.
How does the stability that Alex Morello brings, how is that impacting the tactical level, Aaron? Not the strategic level, not so much the front office, but the day-to-day operations down on the tactical level for this team. What kind of optimism does it bring to the stability of the guys actually out there on the ice?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's very important. I mean, stability just takes things off your mind and allows you to focus on what's really important, which is winning hockey games. You know, we've all heard these rumors for years and all this other nonsense. And, you know, look, I mean, it would be a lie to say that that doesn't affect everybody in some capacity, right? I mean, yep. The players, you know, they're spouses, you know, might bump into somebody in town and they say, oh, you're going to this place or that place. And, you know, that's stressful. And, you know, having somebody that, you know, has a lot of wherewithal and has that devotion to making us successful here in Arizona is incredibly important. You know, it allows us to focus on winning because, you know, you go back a number of years, there have been a lot of distractions with this team and, you know, it affects everything. But now, you know, we're in a position where, we don't have a lot of those limitations and those challenges. And, you know, look, I mean, we still need to, I mean, we got a long way to go to get to where we want to be. You know, I don't want to make this sound like, you know, we're sitting fat and happy because, you know, we didn't make the playoffs. We still have a lot of room to grow in terms of developing our business and ingraining in the community. So, you know, we got some challenges ahead, but you know, I think everybody's looking at this saying, hey, there's a lot of reason for optimism here because now we've removed some of those complications, some of those ownership complications over the year that have really held this franchise back.
Aaron Cohen's the president and the CEO. And Aaron, I'm what we call it in the business, up against it, meaning I'm right up against the time where we usually hit a break. But I think a lot of fans want to know, since you said, you know, you don't want to just renew one lease every year, where is your ideal spot for an arena in Maricopa County?
Yeah, you know, I mean, these are complicated things. I mean, we have to look at all the different variables and you know, what works. And you know, you look around the country and really around North America, and, you know, anytime you're talking about a new arena solution or a new stadium solution, these are very complicated public-private partnerships. So, you know, I think that there's a lot of things that we need to look at and really figure out what works for us in the best scenario long-term. We've talked about this before. I mean, it's just, we have so many fans and so many businesses that are one coming and making that commute, but two, there's a lot of barriers to entry. There's a lot of people that say, look, we can't get out to the arena because it's too far away. We're sitting in traffic. you know, I get text messages from some fans tweet messages from fans, coming from Mesa and Chandler and Gilbert and stuff saying, hey, it's a 2-hour drive. This is very challenging for me. So, you know, those are some challenges, but, you know, I think we want to look at all different scenarios and all different possibilities. And, you know, what I will say is that, you know, I think that we've really toned down some of the noise associated with Glendale. And, you know, I have a very good relationship with the city manager and, you know, they've been good partners. So, you know, we're looking at everything and we'll figure it out. But the thing that I think everybody can be confident in is now we have the resources to really make this team successful for the very long term.
Aaron, thank you so much, man.
Good luck.
Really appreciate your time, buddy.
All right. Thanks, guys. Okay.